Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
A lot of people getting in touch with that email in recent days asking us to chat about estate agents using artificial intelligence, AI tools to spruce up or generate photographs and pictures, video visualizations of homes that they're selling on websites, and whether or not there's an issue with that. Kieran Mulqueen is from the course Crazy House Prices on social media. Kieran, is this something that you've come across, first of all?
Yeah, went a bit viral there a few weeks ago. There was a house that had about 50 grand worth of landscaping works added in via AI at the front and the back. So it's something that's been growing since the whole introduction of AI, and I guess accessibility and ease of use of AI. I mean, back in the day, Photoshop, you know, you had to have a few skills for it, but now it's, you know, you can just type in. So with the growth of AI, yeah, I'm seeing a lot more with the advertising.
What's wrong with it, if anything?
Oh, look, it's not the biggest problem in the housing market at the moment. That's always going to be down to a lack of supply. But I think when no other industries and no other services or anything like that can falsely advertise, you know, there's standards there. Like if somebody is selling a vegetarian sandwich, they can't put meat in it, you know, whereas with housing, it just seems like they can say and now show whatever they like, and it's just buyer beware. And look, and it's not all estate agents, I know, but it's just something that's been getting worse and worse.
Now, to be fair, one or two of the videos that have been brought to our attention, you know, that listeners have sent to us in emails, and some of them were reluctant themselves, Kieran, to chat about this on the show because they are currently maybe dealing, you know, with estate agents or auctioneers in terms of trying to view or buy properties. And some of them sent us on videos of these kind of visualizations or mock-ups that have been, you know, that have been created and are currently online. And themselves asking the question, is there anything wrong with it? Like, is it actually misleading? What's the difference between that and using Photoshop previously?
Well, that's where it all started, didn't it? It started with the wide angle lenses, the blue skies photoshopped into the background, and then maybe a little bit of touching up. And it's just gotten, you know, where is it going to stop now? It's evolving into adding on extensions, putting in gardens that don't exist, this kind of thing. Like I saw one where they had furniture in there that just physically would not fit in the room. And I guess the justification is, you know, they're shown, if some people maybe are not able to visualize that themselves. I feel that's a bit very belittling of people. Like, people aren't stupid, you know, they know what can be done with a house. But it's, look, it's not the biggest problem. And as I said, it's down to a lack of supply. And I think when estate agents, there's a lot of estate agents in the country, and most of them do a great job, and there's so few homes for them to sell. So when one estate agent starts doing something, well, then they all feel like they have to start doing it, because they're all battling it out for a very few number of properties that are for sale. And the less properties are for sale, the less money they make. And they, you know, they have bills, they have families to feed as well. So I can understand it. I can understand why it's getting more popular. It's easily done now as well with AI. It's much easier to use.
It must be handier as well, I'm sure, you know, rather than actually going and taking maybe a load of the pictures. I don't know, but I assume that must be in terms of convenience.
Yeah, and look, it makes the photos look better and all of that. But it's just another kind of slap in the face for buyers when everything is stacked against buyers in this country. There's very few new homes ever built for sale. There's so many issues in the housing market. This is just another one of those things lumped onto home buyers.
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. If you've come across this yourself, if you're currently trying to buy a home, if you're house hunting at the moment, let us know. Kieran, stay with us because Helen O'Keefe is joining us. Helen is from Auctioneera. Helen, you guys have started using the AI feature, is that right?
Yeah, Andrea, thanks so much for having me on. We used it recently on a property in Cork there in Ballyfihan, if your listeners want to look it up. But with our process at Auctioneera, you know, it ensures transparency. People have to actually see the property in person before they make any offer. They have to physically meet the estate agent. They have to walk through the property, walk out into the garden and so on. So in reality, many viewers who visited the property that we had at Pierce Road recently, like, they actually commented that they appreciated the AI images for showing the potential for giving them, you know, a vision of what's possible. Now, to re-emphasize, of course, like we, I see that I can only speak for us, but the AI images on that listing were labelled as such. And crucially as well, with every listing, but with that one as well, we included detailed floor plans. So there's measurements there. So like, I don't want to appear flippant, Andrea, but like, people aren't buying a pair of shoes on a fast fashion website here. They're buying the property they must visit before they secure.
So you guys actually have a stipulation, Helen, that you can't just buy off the plan. You have to actually come and view this before you can buy.
Because absolutely.
There was 100%. Some criticism, wasn't there? I mean, I thought when I saw that previously with yourselves, wasn't there some criticism, though, from people about the fact that you had used AI to spruce up the photos of the plants?
Look, there was some online coverage, all right, I mean, Kieran alluded to there. But look, there's going to be online coverage and commentary on social media about everything in today's world. What we do, I suppose, our responsibility is with the vendor. The particular property in question there in Ballyfihan is actually a fantastic property. It was a 1950s property that was completely redone to retrofit by the vendor, who was extremely passionate about environmental sustainability. And so it actually ended up being an A1 BER property, which is quite uncommon in the property market. It means that people would have little to no energy or electricity bills, which in today's world would be very, very welcome. But what we thought when we spoke to the vendor, and of course it's a collaborative process with a vendor, we took the photo, our professional photographer took the photographs, and before we went live to the market, we felt, you know what, maybe it's lacking a little bit of imagination, because you'd walk in the door, and while it's completely redone, and it's like walking into a new build, you know, it's a little stark, there's no furniture or anything, and the garden isn't done. So we thought, you know what, we'll use a little bit of help here with the advent of AI tools. Now, crucially, the images are labeled, the floor plans on there with detailed measurements, and most importantly, the people have to visit the property. Now, happily, we're sale agreed, we're just gone sale agreed, so we have a happy buyer, we have a happy vendor.
So you don't, you wouldn't think it's misleading, and I'm looking actually, a listener is right now as we're speaking, sent me in a video here as well, 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number, and like that, you know, it's a space that's obviously for sale at the moment, and then there's, you know, the all of the different furniture, it's like an office furniture pops up, and it's described
as
an crucial
thing
inspirational
is, Andrea,
workplace.
Like, AI, you know, should be seen as a tool. It doesn't replace the buyer's real experience of the property. The fact that they go out to view the property. Many people view properties more than once. I would advise that, to be honest. You know, go out to the viewing. But we can't take an offer from someone if they haven't viewed the property. You know, so I think that's a crucial point. And of course, the AI images are labelled. And also, with the particular property in Ballyfihan, all the original images are included in the listing as well. So it's not like we replaced them with, just AI images. So you can see the difference and the labelling is there.
I don't see the problems as this texter. Is it not just giving you an idea of what the property might look like after you purchase it? Another listener says, sure, auctioneers have always used wide lenses to make rooms look bigger. Jaro Ardinas, who's a photographer, is joining us here, Helen, on the line as well. What do you do, Jaro?
Yeah, I actually am a property media specialist, so I provide photos for estate agents, and we also use AI. So AI is actually an opportunity to show potential to, for example, empty homes, old homes. You can use AI actually to show that there's a potential, you know, because visualization is always better. You can actually show potential, for example, putting furniture, what kind of furniture, but be very careful on using AI as well, because it can make the furniture look smaller or larger, or make the space look more spacious, you know. So we're actually very careful and we're very transparent on what we do. So we actually watermark the photos as well, virtually stage. I just did a video there for an estate agent for Bespoke, estate agent. We did a video for an old bank, of which we actually virtually staged the inside. Mm-hmm. And also we watermark at the beginning, virtually stage. So it's very important to be transparent. That's how you use the AI ethically, you know, because if you don't tell people that is AI can look so real. people, you can actually fool people with it, you know.
But so you have to be very, you have to be very clear that, like, you know, this is an AI used mock-up version. I suppose it's no different than the kind of the staging that you often hear about, you know, bringing in photographers to stage a property, and you see the lit candles and the throws and, you know, all of this kind of stuff in order to make the property more attractive in the first instance.
Yeah, it's all about helping the viewers, you know, envision what their property could look like in the end, you know. So that's the whole purpose for it. But, like, to be honest with you, it must be used ethically, you know. You need to actually tell people at the very beginning. Estate agents should actually put them in their description as well. But some scenes are AI-generated, so people know, you know. Transparency is the key. So it's really effective if you do it that way, because you can't fool people, you know.
There's a texter here, Kieran Mulqueen, who says, I just think it's wasting people's time if the photographs aren't actually a real photograph of the property at that moment in time.
Yeah, and I think what he said there, what the guy there said is spot on. Like, I'm the first one to complain, but I don't see an issue when, you know, if it's like a before and after, where the actual real photo was first and then the digitally staged one is afterwards. And once it's clearly labelled, and as he said in the description, the problem is they're not all doing that. Or they're putting the AI stuff up first, and then only when they're called out on it or the ad is reported, then they add in the original photo. You know, it would just be great if they all just did what they're supposed to do at the start. But yeah, I don't see it. There's not too much of an issue. It can be a bit, but like, I'd be annoyed now. I find it hard to believe that someone went up to an estate agent and said, thanks a million for those AI photos. I find it hard to believe I rocked up to a house that was missing €50,000 worth of landscape, and that was in the image. I wouldn't say, geez, thanks a million, that's how the garden could have looked.
But hang on, but Helen, but you said, like, and I'm not insinuating that was yourselves, by the way, that did that, but I presume in that instance it would be clearly marked to say that the landscape garden isn't included. This is an AI-generated image.
100%. And the other thing as well, like, you see on these property or television shows every day, that, like, you don't know, we have no insight in what people's budget is. The images with the AI garden is just to give people the potential. The property in Ballyfihan is actually, it's up in a high setting. It's actually a fantastic property in its own right. But the AI images is just to give a vision, as your photographer guest said there as well.
Now,
so, you know, crucial people are visiting the property, which is what is the situation.
Yeah, okay.
On the,
I'm also a videographer and editor, and I just blend AI into my video, not full on. But we are so far behind what's happening in the States and America at the moment, so we have to get up with the times. This texter says, it's false advertising, so why call it anything else? Ray Cook is the CEO of Ray Cook Auctioneers. Do you use AI to spruce up pictures, Ray?
Not to the extent of some agents. I'm kind of on the fence with this. It's obviously times are changing. You know, I'm around long enough there that we used to take the one picture from the front of the house, and that was all that you see, into now that you have walkthrough videos. And we were always of the opinion to show everything, the warts and all of the property, as they would say. If the grass is up to your knee, show it. If the, you know, and we get slaughtered on social media about it when we advertise certain properties. And we had a well-known property out in Finglas that was petrol bombed and we sold it and whatever else, but we showed it. We were fully transparent about it. We could have AI'd it and said, look, this is what you can buy. But I don't think that would have been very misleading. Where I stand on it is, like your other people have spoken before me, I agree with the AI that you have a vacant property, for argument's sake, and you show it then with the same floor, with the same kitchen, but you put furniture into it or you put a bed into it or something like that. But it doesn't make the room look bigger. But you have it very clearly marked before, the before picture and then the after picture, which has it very clearly marked that it's AI-generated picture. I think it's we're really on that line now where AI is only going to just get better now. And you're going to have, and because I knew I was coming on today, so we asked around a couple of our clients and the agents, and what they were told back was agents are now kind of covering up mold in properties, they're covering up maybe cracks, There's been a lot of new driveways kind of going in. And again, you go in and do a new driveway now, it's 10, 15,000 landscape.
But if it says in the picture...
Ciarán said for 50,000, you know, so...
Yeah, but if it says in the picture this is an AI-generated driveway, like, you know,
but,
before
but the,
you...
But the problem with some agents is that it's not clearly marked that it is. And then people... are misguided, you know, and it's not advertised correctly that it is AI, and that's the problem there. We're on a very slippery slope, and like I said, with the I was always of the opinion, I still am of the opinion there, that it you should be fully transparent with them in relation to it. So like at the moment, and obviously the Vogue for the last probably 7 or 8 years has been the walkthrough videos where we started doing the, for argument's sake, of my company, so people could see exactly what it was, because people started complaining about the wide lens cameras.
Well, this
and
is the
that.
State of the house as it is. If you want to come and look at it, this is what you're coming to see.
Exactly, but what's going to happen now is when AI develops, like the other listener said, you're going to have AI videos now, they're going to walk around and say, well, this is what it could be. So you don't know what you're buying. And the other agent there said, obviously, people can come out and view the property, but I think they everyone should have, make sure all the property photographs are fully transparent, and then they're very clearly marked. This is an AI image.
A texter here makes the point, we went out to view a house just last week. We took time off work. The viewing was at 11 in the morning. We drove for an hour because we loved the house from looking at it on the website. When we got there, though, it was completely different. It was really run down, had a tiny garden. It had been made to look new and spacious. We wouldn't have wasted our time going out to see it if we knew in the first instance. Shay Lally is a quantity surveyor. Shay, do you have any issue with AI being used like this?
In relation to that text that you just sent, I think that is unfair in that context. But just to echo what others have said, I do think it's very helpful if you can see a photo of an empty room and then the next photo is that room furnished. Because one thing I find from dealing with clients when they're looking at buying houses is that some people have a great eye and they know exactly what they want to do and they can visualise things. But there's a lot of people out there who really struggle to visualise the potential of a property. And I think because I run an Instagram page called Houses to Restore, and I think part of the popularity of that page is because I kind of share what you could actually potentially do to a property, and it gives people ideas. So I think if the AI was used cleverly, if it's used cleverly in that context, I think it's great and it can really help people to visualise how a house could look. There was one thing we had during COVID and I thought it worked really, really well because I could look at some houses very quickly for clients, and it was through the Matterport software application, and you could literally do a walkthrough of a house and you could see all of the rising dampness, the cracks, etc., etc., and it was absolutely fantastic. And I think it's a pity that we've actually lost that, and that isn't a thing on property listings, because going back to that last text that you said, for that couple that went and viewed the house and felt they wasted a morning, they could actually have sat on their computer, walked through that house through the Matterport kind of render and footage of the house, and they could see exactly what condition the house is in the here and now. But then similarly, if there was a set of, say, AI-generated images, it's like, look, lads, this is how the house currently looks, warts and all. However, this is what it could be. And, like, it's no different than, say, an interior designer getting a render put together of a room if they were to come into your house and transform your bedroom or your living room. Or sometimes you see some houses being sold and the homeowners might have put in for planning permission to maybe extend. And you see on the listing, they might include those drawings just to say to people, look, planning permission has been approved and this is what you could potentially do to this house.
This is what the show home maybe might look like, or something. Do you... I was just going to bring maybe Helen in just for a final word on this today. I can tell you, Helen, the listeners are very split about this, right? There's a lot of people feel that it is just misleading advertising, and there's plenty of others who just say, I mean, you know, if AI is marked on each of the images and it indicates we're just showing the property potential, some people don't seem to have a problem with that. But, you know, I suppose, would it be helpful to maybe say, like, here's a 50 grand or a 60 grand upgrade of the backyard or the garden that people know, well, but then is that the responsibility of the auctioneer to do that?
No, I don't agree. I think, you know, it just keeps coming back to the fact that, like, the AI is just a tool. it really does not replace the buyer's real experience of the property, going to the viewing, walking around. I know Shay mentioned about Matterport, but nothing will replace visiting the property. And to be honest, at times I'm surprised that people only view properties once. Like, you know, it takes a lot to take in all of the properties. Like, we try and do as much as we can. We have the floor plans. You know, some listings have a video. We have all of the images. We don't, you know, remove any images. We have the raw images. Some listings have the AI images. That's, you know, at the decision of the vendor. Obviously, it's a collaborative process at Auctioneer. But I think it's just about understanding that, you know, the images are labelled. Of course they are. And I think as well, just to underline that, you know, our industry is regulated by the PSRA. So if there's ever any issues with trust on any aspect of buying property, we're regulated, which is, should be a comfort to people.
I don't see an issue. Nobody's buying a house without viewing it, says this texter. Another listener says the issue is that AI adds furniture that would never actually fit in the room in real life. So when the buyer then goes to view the house, there's no furniture in it as it isn't staged. So they have an unrealistic view of what furniture could potentially fit because of these AI pictures. Another listener tells me, I'm an owner, I am the owner of a management company, I'm a director there, and I would simply be happy if the agents would just give honest written descriptions on the advertisements. And finally, this texter says there was already a lack of transparency in the bidding process, and now it seems there's false images for false advertising. As you can see, the listeners are fairly split. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. For the moment, though, that's Kieran McQueen from Crazy House Prices, Helen O'Keefe there, who's from Auctioneera, Ray Cook from the Ray Cook Auctioneers, Jaro Ardenas, who's a photographer, and Shay Lally is a quantity surveyor. The Home Squad are here to talk to you about renovating your home. If you have questions, get those into us on WhatsApp.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.